Bikers Info USA, the first bikers app by bikers, for bikers, and it's free. National and state events, Sturgis and Daytona, Bikers Info USA. Every motorcycle manufacturer dealer listed. Biker products for you and your bike. Bikers Info USA. Find the places to go, places to party, places to stay at every event. Bikers Info USA. Download it now. It's free. Bikers Info USA.
Welcome to another edition of the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Podcast, hosted by Johnny Rizzo, where we talk about everything motorcycle, from tips on safe riding, to apparel and accessories, to where the next events are, and everything in between. So, let's mount up and ride. Hey, Johnny, where are we going this time?
Oh, hey, what's up, everybody? I am Johnny Rizzo. I am with Josephine.
Hey, Johnny.
And Big Chris from the Long Island Debate, and we have Motorcycle Mayhem Radio coming at you live on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast from. So what's up, Josephine?
Hey, Johnny, how are you this rainy afternoon?
Shitty, crappy day.
Yeah.
It's one of those days we just want to stay in bed all day and, right, just listen to the rain hitting off the gutters and just, that's it. And just roll over and go back to sleep.
Exactly.
So what's going on? I see the new handbooks are out for the Long Island Debate, and they look fantastic.
Yes, they are out. We were hoping to distribute them today, but we decided to cancel our run because of the lovely weather we're having.
Yeah, it's horrible.
We need to keep everybody safe in the community. So we'll be handing them out at every event that we'll be going to next week. We'll have them on hand also. So wherever you see our big yellow Long Island Abate tent,
sure,
we will be there. The handbooks will be also. So that way we can start getting them distributed. And also on the, Chris, when's our meeting? The 9th?
Yes, the 9th we have our meeting.
We'll have a whole big display table so everyone can start taking them, see what's going on in the community.
Yeah.
Keep them in their saddlebags.
This is fantastic. I mean, everything you need is in this book right here. It's the official handbook of the Long Island Debate. So, I like it a lot. There's a lot of great information in this book. A lot of great sponsors in here.
Yes, and also with some of our sponsors, if you're a member of Long Island Abate, you go into some of these stores that advertise in here and mention that you're an Abate member and show them your card, you can also get discounts.
Right. Wow, this is a fantastic book. All right, so now what do we got planned for this year? I mean, I know, I saw somebody say something to you guys on Facebook about, I thought your event was rain or shine. Well, you can't be the Long Island Debate about safety and have a run in rain, right? So you have to call you to cancel it. Some people, I don't understand. I just don't get it. Right?
Exactly. We just, we want to keep everybody safe out there. And by promoting safety, even though it said rain or shine, it was in the best benefit of everyone that would have come out.
Absolutely. And they would have came out today. They would have.
I'm sure there would have been a lot of bikes out there today.
I mean, you did the right thing. But you know what? We're just sitting in the studio, and I am with Chris and Josephine. They are high members of the Long Island Debate, I should say. And, they're just, they do so much for the community. But the thing is, they don't think they do a lot, but you guys do a ton. That yellow tent is every event that's there, the yellow tent is there. It's like part of their event, no matter what it is. It's a great job that you guys do.
Thank you.
And I'm proud to be part of it myself.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could be at more places, but I know I'm me.
We're us. Yeah. And that's what we do.
Chris is being awfully quiet over there.
Yeah, I'm just taking it all in for a change.
What do you have to say?
I just want to say that it's a shame that this is a radio thing and it's not a video thing, because you can see all the gray in Josephine's hair from this handbook that she put together. This is one of her labors of love. I just got to give props to her for this, because she diligently takes this on every year so far. She's been involved, and it's not an easy thing. It's a matter of you know, herding cats, basically, because you got to get all the artwork from all these people. You know, the calendar doesn't come out until like January, the end of January, beginning of February.
Right.
And we really don't get this rolling until March. And now Motorcycle Awareness is May. So you have a month and a half to get this together. And it's amazing. It just seems to work out every year, every time. And I got to thank her for that. And it's great because, you know, in the center of the handbook is all the events from all the national events as well as the local club events. Mm-hmm. And it's a go-to guide. Like she said, you know, there's discounts to members that advertise with certain, you know, merchants in here. And we support those that support us, you know. So it's absolutely just, it's an amazing thing. It's really great.
I always say, I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how. On a weekend, for me, when a weekend comes, I'm like, all right, it's the weekend. I can't wait to go to bed on Friday night and wake up late Saturday. Man, you guys don't do that a lot, especially this time of year. You guys are up Saturday and Sunday bright and early, and you set up an event. And sometimes more, maybe one or two, sometimes three events in one day. I don't know. What gives you guys the want to, what's the word I'm looking for? The energy.
The motivation.
What is that? Like, what is the motivation that you want to get to these events and make the difference?
The meet and greet everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone always coming over, usually 99.9% of the time with a smiling face on. Right. I just love being out there meeting everyone, becoming friends with people,
right,
and telling them about how passionate I am, mm-hmm, for the safety, to keep them safe, to educate people.
Right.
Motorists and stuff. Chris, thank you for the kudos on the handbook. I couldn't do it without a lot of support from our board members.
Sure.
And being trained very well from Nancy G, who used to take care of this before me.
Right.
It is a lot. It's a lot of going over dates,
sure,
making sure everybody's in there.
You can't have ADD doing this, that's for sure.
No. One of my worst fears is forgetting somebody's ad to go in and having that person come and tell me, oh my God, I'm not.
Every Monday for me. Every Monday. Did I play every commercial? And then once the show goes off, it's too late now. You missed it.
And then we got her second fear, which is the screwing up of the dates.
Yes. I don't want to be dyslexic
when it
comes to the centerfold of this book.
I'm sure.
We actually had that happen last year. And you want to talk about an awesome recovery. It was supposed to be, for example, the 12th anniversary on the 13th, but it was the 13th anniversary.
Oh my God.
So we recovered gracefully from that and diligently placed about 1,200 stickers on the dates in the book.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, it wasn't even...
It wasn't a centerfold. It was an ad.
No, it was an ad. And it wasn't even the sponsor's flyer. It was. They were upset that it happened, but they were so, so impressed that we fixed it. And they were so thankful that they were willing to accept what happened. It is what it is, you know, but we made it light of it and we made it work. And again, pulled through flying colors, you know, and that's what we do for the community.
Well, you guys are human. I mean, it happens. You know, it happens. You know, you have to make a mistake here and there. If you didn't, then you're a machine, you know. But you guys are machines. I got to say, you guys are machines. And I give you both kudos. I don't know how you guys do it. I really don't. And it's fantastic what you do. And everyone knows you. Everybody knows the Long Island debate out here in Long Island. And, you know, do you feel that the debates across the country, like, do you ever feel like they could do something that better, that like you can show them something? Or do you ever learn from another debate from across the country? Or what do you think?
I think when we get together once a year, we speak of what we do, what they do, and how we can play and learn from each other,
right,
from state to state.
Right. Now, you're also a woman rider, too.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The 17th annual female ride is coming up on May 6th. Now, mm-hmm, I know you're not going to be riding that this year because you are going to be doing stuff.
Yeah. Plus, you know, a lot of people know that I haven't ridden in a while.
Right.
Due to surgeries and becoming partially bionic.
How do you feel about women riding these days?
I love it.
Do you think it's come a long way?
Yes.
You know, I remember meeting Gloria Strzok and talking to her, mm-hmm, about how they wouldn't give her gas. They wouldn't sell her gas because she was a woman rider.
Wow.
I mean, we're going back. I mean, I got this book I think it was 2 years ago. And I don't know when she wrote the book, but 75 years on two wheels and still riding.
That is so awesome.
It's amazing.
That is amazing.
I mean, she's a sweetheart too. I mean, we met her. Mm-hmm. Right? And she, very impressive.
Yes.
At her age. And I think she said when she hits 100 years old, she's going to ride the Sturgis.
That would be amazing.
I hope she can. Yeah. I really hope she does it.
Got my fingers crossed and praying.
Yeah, I really do.
She's getting there.
So now the woman from all over the world, I mean, all over the country here,
mm-hmm.
they have their annual ride. Now, I never heard of it until this year. Have you ever heard of the women riders, the female riding groups that are around the country?
Yeah, I have heard of a few of them.
Okay.
A friend of mine is a meter maid. And she tells
Motormaid.
Me, Motormaid, that's it. Motormaid, thank you.
She gives tickets out.
She gives tickets out. She drives a scooter around the city in a little brown uniform. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Negative. But she tells me a lot of stuff, and it's awesome. I mean, I wish I had time or more time to try and do something like that, just jump on my bike. Right. And go here and there across the United States.
I get jealous.
I'll keep my fingers one of these days crossed that I can do that.
We got some friends out there. We're partially friends with us. We're like, you know, mutual friends that we have. That just over the week, they sent me a text. My birthday ride, right? We're going to Rhode Island to this barbecue place, blah, 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 blah. And like, it's like kickstands up at 8 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. See you then.
On Friday.
I'm like, you realize, like, we work, right?
Yeah.
I wish I had the time to do this. I'm very jealous of a lot of people that do this. Like, we have our friend that's running around the country right now. What's his name? He was just on the show with us. Well, I don't remember. Okay, we'll come back to that. But he's hitting every Harley Davidson dealer. Every Harley Davidson dealer until he hits the one in Milwaukee.
Is that Bill?
No, not Bill. I'm going to get it up right now.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, every time I open my iPad, I see his face. But you know what's going to happen? I'm not going to see it now. That's what's going to happen.
See, is he going shopping at every dealership he hits to?
I imagine. I mean,
did that 1 year.
Yeah, leave it to Josephine to go shopping. Stuck on the side of the road, needing a battery. They're out there trying on t-shirts. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was with you on the side of the road. No, we sent our other friends that went shopping.
They went shopping, yes.
I tried that.
What, shopping or getting stuck on the side of the road?
No, going to Florida and trying to hit every Harley deal I possibly can. The Road Warrior, sorry. The Road Warrior. He's hitting every Harley dealer from Key West to Milwaukee.
Damn.
So I'm jealous of him. I'm really
jealous too.
I look at him and post every day. I'm like, really? Really? You know? I mean, I wish I could do that, but no. I'm stuck in a truck every day. And that's me.
By choice.
Mm-hmm. By choice. By no choice.
No, it's by choice.
But I want to live. I want to eat.
If you want to maintain the lifestyle of living you have, you are going to do what you got to do.
That's just true.
But if you wanted to sell everything, eat box mac and cheese, and ride your motorcycle cross country for the rest of your life, you could.
Yes, I could. I could be a vagabond. A vagabond, right?
A vagabond? That's weird. Gotta have goals, Johnny.
I've interviewed some vagabonds. You ever talk to those people?
Negative.
No. They just go. They get on their bike and they just tent out whatever. They'll go to people's house and say, "Do you mind if I tent out in your yard?" And then people say, go ahead, you can turn out the yard. And they bring out dinner to them a lot. And
well, that's that whole bunker biker thing. I don't know if you've ever looked into that, but on Facebook, there's a group of people that do that. Right. They actually host, you know, riders anywhere in the country. There's a whole network of hosts that have all different facilities and all different accommodations for individuals. If you need tools, if you need a wrench, if you just need indoor storage, a place for a tent, you want a bed, you know, whatever. It's actually very awesome. If you want to check it out, Bunker Biker is it's called. It's on Facebook group. Very awesome.
That is so cool. Imagine just living a life like that. And like, you know, the one guy I interviewed, he was on the road, I think for 27 years.
Wow.
You know, that his house is wherever he is that night.
Right, right.
He tents out wherever. He said one of the crazy stories he told me, it's in New Orleans. He was in a cemetery. And the way their cemeteries are over there, it's like he was below the cemetery. There was bones and things coming out of the wall.
Oh, my God.
He said, he took a bone. And he kept the bone with him forever.
Oh. No, thank you.
But he said, this goes to people's houses. Do you mind if I stay here? And what he would do is like, he would get a job at a gas station for like 2 weeks, make some money.
Right.
And then leave. And then go move on.
That's what I keep telling my kids that I'm going to do one day is I'm just going to, as soon as I can like separate myself from like my possessions, stuff. My stuff in my house, and just jump on the bike and be able to go. And I just tell my kids, as soon as you guys start making enough money, mommy's quitting and I'm leaving and you guys are going to support me and I'll let you know what town I'm in or give you my bank account number and just wire money into it so I can go place to place.
How awesome would that be?
That would be amazing.
How awesome would that be? This is, where are you going tomorrow?
The end of the driveway.
Have you guys?
End of the driveway. Thanks, Chris.
Well, that's how it works.
The mayor of Fun, what's his name? Jim Beener.
Oh,
you guys know Beener, right?
Yeah, Kevin Beener. Mm-hmm.
This guy does it. He went all over Mexico. And he just did GoFundMes. And people were just loading him up with money. He lived his life. He did the whole of Vietnam. Mm-hmm. He rode the entire Vietnam back and forth. How many times?
He got stuck over there during COVID, too.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that.
I interviewed him doing that, mm-hmm. too.
Wow.
But what a life, right?
Could you imagine?
Just making money like that and just going wherever you want to go. I mean, shit.
Someday.
Gotta have goals.
Uh-huh. Gotta have goals. So, but it was awesome having you guys on with me today on our podcast.
Thank you.
I am Johnny Rizzo. This is the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Podcast. Check us out on Monday nights on Facebook, YouTube, Wednesday nights on 103.9 LI News Radio, and Saturday nights on WOR AM, 710 AM. And check us out on all platforms of podcast, the podcast platforms. Follow us on all of them and subscribe to our YouTube channel. All right, so we'll see you next time. We out of here.
Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
This has been the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Podcast with Johnny Rizzo. Thanks for listening. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio airs every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, YouTube, and Twitter. If you'd like to make contact, send an email to MotorcycleMayhemRadioShow@gmail.com. In the meantime, safe riding and keep the rubber on the road.
We all know that safety comes first, but you don't want to look like your parents are sending you on a bike ride. Here at Micro DOT Helmets, we're focused on lightweight DOT certified helmets that protect and still look great, so you don't have to look like that mushroom from Super Mario. Ah, if you do have an accident, we'll ship you a fresh new helmet. Real lifetime warranty, only at Micro DOT Helmets, a veteran-owned business.